There has now been enough time, Bob, to see what the holidays meant for COVID-19 in El Paso. What are we looking at?
As I think everybody anticipated and feared, we are beginning to see an increase in COVID-19 cases. After several weeks of decline, there were a lot of warnings that went out over the holidays trying to encourage people not to do traditional family gatherings. It's working against human nature, quite frankly, with that. And unfortunately, we've now begun to see a rise in infections, which means that over the next couple of weeks, we'll begin to see a rise again in hospitalization numbers. And then a couple of weeks after that, we'll probably start to see the number of people dying of COVID-19 start to increase again, too. It's really tragic to watch this going on, especially as we're starting to roll out the COVID-19 vaccine. And obviously, communities across the country are struggling with the rollout of the vaccine, too, although El Paso does seem to be doing a bit better than most large urban communities at getting people vaccinated.
Hmm. And for those who do contract the virus and develop symptoms, are the antibody treatments still available?
Yeah, the one bit of good news out of all of this is as the pandemic has progressed, therapeutics for treating people with COVID have continued to improve and got, you know, antibody treatments and various other treatments, Regeneron and things like that are available in our hospitals. And that has cut the mortality rate down on COVID-19, which is a positive sign. But we have to remember that even people who manage to survive this illness often deal with challenging symptoms, sometimes months after they got sick.
Yeah. One of the very important tools for journalists is the Freedom of Information Act. And you've been struggling a little bit with one agency in particular. Tell us about that.
Yeah. And so with the Freedom of Information Act, I want to make clear this isn't a tool for journalists. This is a tool for all Americans to force government to be transparent. And so in 2018, I filed a number of Freedom of Information Act requests with government agencies to find out what was driving a lot of these policies we were seeing on the border. And the requests were just simply ignored, which is illegal. So I had to file a lawsuit in November of 2019 to try to get the government to release some of these records. Earlier this week, we won a really significant victory in federal court where the judge just really laid into Customs and Border Protection in this instance for failing to handle not only my FOIA requests, but a backlog of Freedom of Information Act requests that have developed across the country. And this is the third time in 4 weeks that a federal judge in the country has really scolded Department of Homeland Security agencies for not following the Freedom of Information Act. That includes one case in New Mexico where my attorney, Chris Benoit, is also representing the Santa Fe Dreamers Project, trying to get some information about efforts to detain attorneys and other activists at the border. Those requests also have not been forthcoming. So a judge in Albuquerque is basically also ordering the Department of Homeland Security to release that information, too.
Wow. The school boards in El Paso, I guess you've got a few positions to fill.
Yeah, in any community, I think the school boards are among the most important elected positions that we have because it affects so many people, but they often get the least amount of attention from the media and from the public. And so this week opened up the filing period for people who'd like to run in the three large school systems in El Paso, the El Paso, Isleta, and Socorro Independent School Districts. So Molly Smith, one of our reporters who focuses on education, has a really good story on what makes a good trustee and what do people need to know if they want to run. And, you know, the most important thing is to understand what a school board member's job is and what it is not. So it's a very valuable story, I think, for people who are contemplating running for the school board, and then also for voters as they make these decisions. And this is really the kickoff to really extensive coverage we're going to do this winter and spring leading up to these really important school board elections in May.
Okay, Bob, thank you for that helpful information. You can find these stories and more at ElPasoMatters.org. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.